It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's November 17th and 18th. Tonight, if you listen to this on Saturday, November 17th, is the Granite State Baseball Dinner, which starts at 5 o'clock at what used to be known as the Center of New Hampshire, the Radisson, various names, but we all know the Manchester Downtown Hotel, and that's from 5 to 9. So I probably will see many of my running and baseball friends there. It, as everybody knows, it raises money for Chad and as well as the Ted Williams Foundation and the Fisher Cats Foundation. You can check with nhfishercats.com to see if tickets are available. Big shout out also to my running friends for participating in the Manchester Marathon and Half Marathon. I did the half marathon, which is about all I can do at this point. That was well done by Millennium Running. And I also want to give a big shout out to Commander David Kenny for appearing on the show last week, promoting the Veterans Heritage Learning Center, as well as the great ceremony that was held on Veterans Day at the New Hampshire Veterans Cemetery off Exit 17 in Concord. So I've already kind of planted the seed for today's show because I'm kind of promoting the Concord area with those two announcements. And with me this weekend is the incoming chair, or now current chair, of the Greater Concord Chamber of Commerce, Joe Casper. And of course, that occurred the night of November 7th. Phil Hastings gave his goodbye, farewell remarks, and Joe gave his incoming remarks. So Joe Casper, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Glad to be here, Tom.
And of course, Joe, many of you know, been on with me many times in the past. Joe is responsible for many things at Northeast Delta Dental, one of which is the Capital of the Race Series, which of course starts up again in Gilmington in March. And for those of you that do Thanksgiving runs, we will have the Capital Area Series rack card at those races, and you can sign up. You get a great deal for 8 races. You'll also, those of you that are on my email distribution for running, you'll get the opportunity to do early registration. So Joe handles that, and Joe won't say this, but it can be challenging because you're dealing with 8 races, 8 sort of separate race directors that, you know, have their own themes and stuff. But we've been able to, kind of like the Red Sox, get them all into alignment, a diverse group, and we put on a great series. So Joe's responsible for that. He's also responsible for many of the special events at Northeast Delta Dental and, of course, the overall facilities, which are pretty pristine. We actually were the first pearl on the what then was known as the CRUD corridor, and now it's known as the Opportunity Corridor. One Delta was actually put there in 1998, so it's hard to believe that, Joe, you know, 20 years has passed, right?
Goes by quick, doesn't it?
It does. But many people can't believe that the building is 20 years old and then Two Deltas was built after that because it's kept in such pristine condition, which is one of your responsibilities. So thank you. So in addition, you have served, you know, on Good Life and a number of boards, and now you're chair of the chamber. And so I will read the mission statement and ask you a few questions. As New Hampshire State Capital Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Concord Chamber of Commerce develops economic opportunities, strengthens the business climate, and enhances the quality of life in the Capital Region. And of course, the president and CEO of the Concord Area Chamber is Tim Sink, who's been there many years, along with his team, Valerie, and others. And now the way the process works, Joe was in sort of the officer chain of command, if you will, and now you've assumed the chair. So as chair of the chamber, what's your primary responsibility, do you think?
Tom, my primary responsibility is to make sure we carry out the mission of the chamber and to make sure the program's moving forward, the staff is doing well, and we're serving the business needs of the greater Concord area. Just as you stated in your mission statement, we're here to strengthen the business community, and we're an arm of the business community to promote better business within Concord and more business.
Awesome. Now, I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it to sort of educate the listening audience. How old is the chamber, and do you have a big event coming up next year?
Well, as I mentioned in my remarks at the annual dinner, we're going to celebrate 100 years of service this year. We were an outgrowth of the Concord Board of Trade that had been around since the 1870s, and we were formed in 1918, just when the worst flu epidemic in the world, the Spanish flu, was ending. And we've grown since then, and change has been slow, but it's happening at a pretty rapid pace today in Concord.
And how do you, you know, when I, as you know, I was chair of the chamber many years ago, and things obviously mm-hmm. have evolved, and you have a diverse membership, you know, some very small employers, some larger employers like Delta Dental and Concord Hospital.
Sure.
How does Tim and you sort of navigate that? Because on the one hand, in a macro way, all businesses, you know, are for economic vitality, but I'm sure on different particular issues, not every business agrees on, you know, on a policy. So how do you and Tim navigate that?
Well, as issues come up, we vet them before our board of directors, and there's over 30 members on the board of directors. It's a strong and diverse group with great representation from across all the industries and retail markets here in Chamber. And we take a look at what issues there are, what issues the Chamber should be involved with to promote. For instance, the Chamber was involved a couple of years ago in opening up the state capitol on the weekends because there are just so many people that are downtown. Today, when you go downtown on a weekend or a weeknight day, you really can't find a parking spot. And that's a lot different than what it was, let's say, 10 or 20 years ago.
Exactly. And for that one, Tim and Representative McKay had to have a lot of patience because I remember he brought that to my attention many years ago,
mm-hmm.
getting Delta Dental and other companies to help pay for the, you know, security or whatever in the weekend. And it finally came to fruition, and it has made a big difference. And then a big positive difference. And another example is getting behind the creative economy, the arts economy. Obviously, Tim took mm-hmm. a big role in that.
And then, of course, that's going to be one of our pushes in this upcoming year.
Perfect.
Is to get that creative economy with more speed.
And then obviously supporting the beautiful, you know, downtown Main Street now, which is awesome. So you mentioned obviously planning for the 100th anniversary. What other things are happening in the year ahead for the chamber as you kind of look to your chairmanship? What do you see? You mentioned the creative economy, but I'm sure there's some other initiatives.
Well, the creative economy is one. We certainly want to have a stronger presence at the state capitol in order to better serve the needs of our capital region business community. We're hoping to seek more grants to promote the capital region as a visitor destination and a great place for business. We want to get folks to get off at exit 13 and come up through Main Street, see what Concord has to offer. You know, Concord is this hidden gem. It's centrally located. We're an hour from the mountains. You can go skiing. You can go hiking. We're an hour from the ocean. You can go play in the water there. We're an hour from the big city in Boston. So we're a great jumping off spot where you can have these day trips and go all over the state, whether you want to go to the west side of the state, whether you want to visit Vermont, whether you want to visit Maine. It's all within a day's trip. So it's a great place to be here in Concord. We've got over a dozen hotels that can accommodate people from all walks of life, whether it's that budget-friendly to the boutique hotels here in Concord. We've got a little bit of something for everybody.
Exactly, and that's what I try to tell when I travel nationally for a Delta Dental business. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, they say, oh, my God, I mean, you're an hour to Boston. You're an hour to go ski at a mountain like Loon. You're less than an hour, you know, to the seacoast.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, for beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are schools and universities, you know, right in the Concord area. There was an initiative when I was involved with the chamber where we wanted to make sure people understood that it was also, you know, with NHGI and some other branch offices of other mm-hmm. Colleges and universities. You know, New England College is only a stone's throw away, that it's also can be viewed as a college town too. So,
oh yeah, and more is happening. I mean, one of the things that we're going to look to do is, we want to look to explore the possibility of creating a regional marketing organization or maybe a convention and visitors bureau to help get out there and market the greater Concord area because of all the things that we have to offer. I mean, we're the only state capital in the United States where you can climb up to the top of the dome and actually view farmland. Not many people, I thought it was out in the Midwest, but it's not. We have 31 different walking trails throughout the city. We have 7 community swimming pools. We have recreation areas. We've got a new multi-generational center. We've got a diverse population. In Concord High alone, they speak over 50 different languages, which to me is absolutely amazing from when you and I went to school.
Exactly. So as an employer looking to fill open positions, and you want, you know, a young family, young families are looking for the hiking opportunities, the trail system, good school system, you know, Concord High, et cetera. You have it all. And so I think this will not only promote that this is a great place to live, but it will also actually help the employers, you know, fill positions, because that is now a big issue, sort of the talent war. And the more we can get young families, you know, to move into the area when they recognize what a great, you know, city and it is, because it combines a quote-unquote city, but also with those recreational activities.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many things to do. I mean, we've got the employment security building that was state-of-the-art back in the 1950s with all that modern design back then. But today they're looking to redevelop that whole area into not only more retail environment, but also market rate apartments. And you got to figure that, you know, you've got young people who are coming out of college. We're trying to attract them in here to work and to have jobs, but they're looking for places to live. They want to live close to downtown. People who are retiring have these big 4- and 5-bedroom colonial homes. They don't want those. They're looking for something where it's more affordable, where they can walk to downtown locations and things like that. So those are some of the things that we're looking at changing and doing over the course of the upcoming year.
So the Concord Chamber website is ConcordNHChamber.com, all one word, ConcordNHChamber.com. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Joe Casper this weekend, the 17th and 18th of November. And again, big shout out for all my running friends for participating in the Manchester Half or Full Marathon. And a big shout out also to Commander David Kenny for the demonstrating why it's important that we salute our veterans. And he also talked about the New Hampshire Veterans Heritage Learning Center. And if you haven't seen that, it's worth a drive. Just go a few miles up on 93 to exit 17. And before you know it, you'll see the Veterans Cemetery and you'll see the Learning Center there. Those of you that ski ragged drive by it all the time, so it's an easy drive, as you know. Also, tonight, November 17th, is the Granite State Baseball Dinner. Starts at 5 o'clock, dinner at 7. You should go on the website, nhfishercats.com, to see if there are tickets. And there's several well-known people who will be attending. Steve Carlton, a 1994 Hall of Fame pitcher who was a 4-time Cy Young winner. Louis Tiant, one of my favorite Red Sox players of all time, spaceman Bill Lee, Bob Stanley, Chris Carpenter, of course, will also be joining us as always. So with me is Joe Casper, who, as many of you know, and we'll talk about this time permitting at the end, manages the Capital Race Series, does much more than that for Northeast Delta Dental, but is also the chair of the Concord Area Chamber. And of course, a couple of Wednesday nights ago, we had the annual dinner, the 99th, and as Joe mentioned before the break, we're going on to our century, and David Rudick was named Citizen of the Year, and as many of you know, I served for many years on the New Hampshire State Board of Education, and prior to my arrival, David also served on that board and as well as chair and did a great job. So when I transitioned on, I mean, the board was in good shape. And of course, David also is involved in many other not-for-profits, and as well as the local Concord School Board. So that was a great dinner. I think Joe, you have the flow down now. There's so many events. There's so many awards in New Hampshire. All good. I think the more we recognize business and business leaders, so it's all good. But everybody can be out almost every night, so it was good. It was held at the Groponi Conference Center. People started to arrive between 5 and 5:30, and you got things underway around 6. And Phil Hastings, your predecessor, gave a little talk. David, of course, was acknowledged, and then you had your talk. So it was a nice evening.
You know, it certainly was, it was nice to see so many friends and business associates there to support the chamber. And to support this event. This is one of their signature events that the Chamber has. And you know, the Chamber has over 30 different seminars that they offer throughout the year on a number of things, from how to use QuickBooks, which is what most small businesses use today, to information and regarding different member offers that they have, different programs that folks are looking for. Members who are folks who are members of the chamber can offer seminars as well. So we try to offer a diverse program, a little something for everybody.
Great. And the website is ConcordNH, one word, chamber.com, ConcordNHChamber.com. So you're touching on it now, but kind of, so if I'm a business in the Concord area, small employer or large employer,
sure.
And for some reason I haven't become a member of the Concord Air Chamber, tell me the value proposition. What am I getting out of it by signing on?
The neat thing about joining the Concord Area Chamber of Commerce is the fact that we're one of the top three chambers in the state. We've got over 900 members. I had put out a charge to everybody that attended, as well as my board, to see if we could get 1,000 members during the upcoming year. So 1,000 members in 100 years. And it's really easy. I mean, if you're a chamber member, it's an easy sell to somebody who's not. And keep in mind that, 85% of the businesses here in New Hampshire are the mom-and-pop shops, the shops that have less than 20 employees. And the chamber can offer you so much for just a few hundred dollars a year. I mean, they have, every month there's a business after-hours meeting at a different location. We get 250, 300 people at these events, all business folks, all folks wanting to chat with one another. You can find out more about different businesses up and down the Concord area and the greater Concord area, because we serve over 13 different towns in addition to Concord. We've got a robust website. You've been talking about that, ConcordNHChamber.com. And when you become a member, you automatically get your link to your website posted. You can post jobs on there. You can post events on the website. And that's reaching thousands of folks in the capital region. You get discounts for your employees. I mean, we offer at Northeast Delta Dental, we offer member-to-member discounts to our employees. And any other chamber member can do the same. If you haven't had a chance to walk down Main Street, I urge you to do so, because it's changing all the time, and they're doing a wonderful job with it. But the chamber is located right across from the Capitol Center from the Arts. It's in the Smile Building. They've got just stop by and see Carolyn. It's a robust visitor center that we have there, and she has folks from all over the world that stop in. Thousands of folks stop by, whether you're relocating to the area, whether you're just passing by and wanted some information about what's going on. She's got a wealth of information. And you as a business can put a rack card in there. You can put your business cards in there. And the flow through traffic in that area is just absolutely amazing. So, I mean, these are some of the things that would help you enhance your business, whether it's a retail business or whether it's an internet business, or whether you're a nonprofit organization starting up. Here again, it's great to get the word out. We offer you a lot of different benefits. And if you have some questions, just call the chamber at 224-2508. Ask for Kathy Bacon. She's the membership manager, and she'll be more than happy to provide you all kinds of information.
And is the membership cost range based on your size of employer?
It is. It starts at just over $300 and goes up. But here again, we try to keep it reasonable. And, I talk about saying we'd like to get 1,000 members in this upcoming year. It's not 1,000 you have to get. You only have to get less than 100. It's like 75 members or so to break that 1,000 mark. Why do we want more members? More members increase our base, because we operate on a pretty tight budget. There's not a lot of extra at the end. And that extra that we have, especially for membership, helps us to do additional projects and to get involved in different things and to use your dollars that you're giving the chamber wisely, so that we can promote your business and the capital region overall.
I must put a plug in for the business after hours and the business before hours, because particularly in New Hampshire, but I think in life in general, that those human connections are still important. And I know early on, in my career at Northeast Delta Dental, from 1995 to, let's say, 2005, I went to just about every one of those, and it really helped grow Northeast Delta Dental's reputation. And of course, I still go occasionally. We generally have someone like Joe at every one of these events, and it's a great networking opportunity to get to know people. As appropriate, you can sort of, do some self-promoting. They're rotated amongst organizations.
Yeah,
the venue. So if you want to host one, I'm sure you can work that out over the next couple of years, and you can show off your facility as well. So it serves a great purpose.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the other thing too is Northeast Delta Dental does a lot of business locally. And so it gives me an opportunity to talk with those folks that we do business with. It's amazing the amount of business that I get done during a business after hours and talking to these folks. And it's so nice to have a face-to-face conversation with the people versus an email conversation, which a lot of us have today.
Exactly. And as Joe said, a healthy chamber allows the Tim and his management team to get involved in other initiatives. And this is a long time ago, but you know, the chamber was very instrumental in helping Delta Dental and many other organizations to transform the CRUD corridor to the Opportunity Corridor is one example, and I already mentioned the emphasis on the creative economy. Let's spend just a couple minutes switching gears a little bit and talk about the 2019 Capital Year Race Series. Why don't you give us the dates and any other relevant information? Of course, I'll have you on again before it starts up in March.
Well, sure. Well, we're getting underway with the Capital Area Race Series, this is going to be our 13th year in the series. We've been around since 2005 when Tom Walton and Perry Segros put this idea together, and we've renamed the series this year. It's the Northeast Delta Dental Capital Area Race Series for 2019. As Tom mentioned, we have 8 races that start at the end of March and go all the way through the end of July. There's something for everybody. You can, if you're just a 5K runner, we've got 6 5K races for you. If you're a 5K runner and you say, hey, I want to stretch my running a little bit this year and do something more, we also have a 10K, which is the Capital City Classic 10K at the end of June. And right after that is the Bill Luty 5-miler in July. So there's some stretch races in there for those that want to see if they can do a little more endurance running. A couple of other things. We've got some, we're always looking for sponsors. We've got a new sponsor this year from the Grupponi companies, and that's 43 Degrees North. They are our silver sponsor this year. So we're looking for them, and they're going to be at most all of the races doing pre and post stretching for you, along with Marilyn Island from Akasa Massage. She'll be back to do massages. So we're giving you all that pre-race stretch and that post-race cool down to help keep you in good shape for all the races. And something new we got this year, we're introducing team competition.
So we may need a whole show to explain that, but that'll be kind of the tease. So Joe, I know you'll have the rack cards available at the various Thanksgiving Day races. For my running friends who get my email, when will the information be available so that people can start registering for 2019? And the website is nhcars.com, correct?
The actual website opens this coming Monday, November 19th at 8 o'clock in the morning, runcarsnh.com. And if you're one of the first 50 people to register, whether you be registering for an adult or a child, we've got a discount. So we've held the prices since 2017. We're only going to charge $150 for an adult 18 years or older to register the races. And if you're one of those first 50, you can get in for $135. That's less than $17 a race.
All right, so give us that website again.
Sure, it's runcarsnh.com.
The website is open now, but in terms of registering for 2019, you have to wait till Monday. And those of you on my runner's email distribution, you'll get an email from me later on this week. So thank you, Joe, for explaining the Capital Year Race Series, as well as your leadership with the Concord Chamber, which again is ConcordNHChamber.com.